Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees.
It's KDTX. The last warning I've got here is tornado warning for Livingston County, and it's valid until 12:45. We were just set up here at Minicon. Just got into the office. So once again, Livingston County is under a tornado warning until 12:45 this morning. I'm going by the seat of my pants. I don't have the actual product. We're under a tornado watch for all 17 counties, by the way. So here we go. This is KDTX, National Weather Service, Tornado Finance.
WFSM Event 1 Test Patch. It should be up 10.
Sorry,
what was that? I got the event one patch up for analog right now.
All right, nice to receive. Hope you find that work. You guys got a bed?
Yeah, me too. Adios.
I think I'm going to call Remy on the phone because I'm jealous.
This is KDTX, National Weather Service. This is a severe thunderstorm warning for Washtenaw County until 1:30 a.m. at 12:21. Severe thunderstorm is located near Vandercook Lake or near Jackson, moving east at 50 miles per hour. Hazards are 60 mile an hour wind gust. Source is radar indicated. Severe thunderstorm will be near Chelsea around 12:45, Ann Arbor around, and Dexter around 12:55, Ypsilanti and Dixboro around 1:05. This is KDTX, National Weather Service, White Lake.
Genesee County, Micah. Check me in condition yellow for Genesee County, WFSM.
Says KDTX. Severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for Tuscola County and Lapeer County until 1:30 a.m. at 12:25. Severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from near Auburn to Birch Run to Fenton, moving east at 45 miles per hour. Hazards are 60 mile an hour wind gust. Source is radar indicated. Severe thunderstorm will be near Reese around 12:30, Vassar, Millington, Otter Lake, and Quantico around 12:35, Lapeer, Columbiaville, Hadley, and Fairgrove around 12:40, Carroll, Maryville, Aaron, and Metamora around 12:45, Seawing, North Branch, Unionville, and Clifford around 12:50, Emily City, Belmont, Dryden, Kingston, and Lum around 12:55. Cass City, Brown City, and Gagetown around 1 a.m. This is KDTX National Weather, White Light.
This is KDTX.
Tornado
warning has been issued
for northern Oakland County
and southeast Michigan
at 1:15
a.m.
A tornado located near Holly, moving at 55 miles per hour.
Radar indicated.
This storm will be near Ortonville around 12:35 a.m.
Oxford
around 12:40 a.m.
Other locations affected by this tornadic
thunderstorm
include
Lakeville,
Davisburg,
Holly,
State Recreation Area,
Leonard,
Rose
Center,
Lake Orion,
Lake Angeles,
Auburn Hills,
Waterford,
and Rochester Hills.
Once again,
Northern Oakland County
is under a severe thunderstorm warning with tornadic cells.
So tornado warning has been issued for Northern Oakland County until 1:15 a.m.
The tornado warning for the tornado warning for Livingston County has been canceled. Once again, the tornado warning for Livingston County has been canceled. However, tornado watch remains in effect. Station calling, please come again. Was there a station calling? Micon is in condition red.
GTX, ready from Tuscola County.
Hey, Tuscola, getting ready to read another tornado update, but go ahead.
This is Gear ACAWO. We have an active net going for the severe thunderstorm warning, so we are currently in the condition red.
Okay, message received. Tornado warning remains in effect. Tornado warning remains in effect until 12:45 Eastern Daylight Time for Bay and northeastern Saginaw counties. At 12:35, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Overmunger or near Reese, moving northeast at 55 miles per hour. This tornadic thunderstorm will remain over mainly rural areas, over southern Bay County, northeastern Saginaw counties, including the following locations: Carrollton, Bay City State Recreation Area, Indiantown, and Buena Vista Township. Break. Tornado warning remains in effect until 1 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time for Central Saginaw County. This tornadic thunderstorm will remain over mainly rural areas, over East Central Saginaw County, including the following areas: Buena Vista Township, Vera, Arthur, and Carrollton. Break. I've got plenty coming off the printer, guys. Bear with me.
We have a tornado warning for Lake County and southeastern Michigan.
The pyramid of the moron from 12:45, and we see driving around 12:55.
Right?
tornado warning, again, for Lapeer County in northeastern Michigan, northeastern Genesee County in southeast Michigan until 1:30. At 12:36, a severe thunderstorm was capable of producing a tornado and was near Goodrich, or near Davison, moving east at 55 miles per hour. This dangerous storm will be near Hadley around 12:40, and Lapeer and Metamora around 12:45, Emily City and Dryden around 12:55. Right? Severe thunderstorm remains in effect until 1:15 a.m. for Oakland County. At 12:36, severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from near Otisville to near Clarkston to near Salem, moving east at 65 miles per hour. Hazards are 70 mile an hour wind gusts, quarter size hail. Sources radar indicated. Storms will be near Pontiac, Novi, Ortonville, West Bloomfield, and Clarkston around 12:40. Southfield and Oxford around 12:45. Troy, Royal Oak, Birmingham, and Rochester around 12:50. Sterling Heights and Detroit Zoo around 12:55. Warren around 1 a.m. Break. Severe thunderstorm warning for Wayne County in southeastern Michigan until 2 a.m. At 12:36, a severe thunderstorm was located near Northville or near Novi, moving east at 50 miles per hour. Hazards are 60 mile an hour wind gusts. This severe thunderstorm will be near Livonia, Novi, and Northville around 12:40. Southfield around 12:45, Detroit around 12:55, Grosse Pointe around 1:10. Break. Micon is in condition red, by the way. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 1:30 a.m. for Washtenaw County. At 12:39, severe thunderstorm was located along a line from near Chelsea, moving east at 60 miles per hour. 60 mile an hour wind gusts and quarter size hail are your hazards. Severe thunderstorm will be near Ann Arbor around 12:55, Ypsilanti and Saline around 12:55, Dixboro around 1 a.m. Break. Tornado warning.
Tornado warning for Southern Bay and northeastern Saginaw counties for will expire at 12:55. Tornado threat has diminished and tornado warning has been canceled. However, damaging winds remain likely and a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for the area, right? Tornado warning for East Central Saginaw County is canceled. Tornado threat has diminished and tornado warning has been canceled. However, damaging winds. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 1:30 a.m. for Tuscola and Lapeer counties. At 12:43, severe thunderstorms were located near, or excuse me, along a line extending from near Quantico to near Marysville to near Elmont, moving east at 55 miles per hour. 60 mile an hour wind gusts are hazards. The severe storms will be near Carroll, Sebring, Brown City, Unionville, Kingston, and Clifford around 12:50, Cass City and Pagetown around 12:55. Right. Tornado warning remains in effect until 1:15 a.m. for northeastern Oakland County. 12:43 a.m., a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Oxford, moving east at 55 miles per hour. Air hazard guard tornado. This dangerous storm will be near Oxford around 12:50. Other locations affected by this tornadic thunderstorm include Springfield, Leonard, Lake Orion, Indianapolis, Hot Hill, Watford, and Rochester Hills. Right. Thank God that was a blank sheet of paper that came off the printer. Okay, I'm all caught up, guys. This is KDKX-1 at White Lake. This is KDKX. Severe thunderstorm warning for Bay and Eastern Saginaw counties has expired. The storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the area. Therefore, the warning has been allowed to expire. National Weather Service in Detroit Pontiac has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Macomb County until 1:45. At 12:45, severe thunderstorm is located along a line extending from near Lapeer, extending from near Lapeer to near Oxford to Northville, moving east at 55 miles per hour. Hazards are 60 mile hour wind gusts and penny hazards are radar indicated. Your source is right there indicated. Severe thunderstorm will be near Romeo and Stern Heights around 12:55. Warren, Clinton, and Armada around 1 a.m. Orphanus, Richmond, Methodist, and Vertical Township around 1:05. St. Clair, Shoals, and Baltimore around 1:10 a.m. This is KDTX, Nash Closer, information about 12:51 a.m. A severe thunderstorm warning for Genesee County is canceled. Once again, severe thunderstorm warning for Genesee County is canceled. This is KDTS National Weather Service for link information on 12:52. This is KDTS. Severe thunderstorm warning for Eastern Livingston County is canceled. The storms have prompted the warning. Moved out of the warned area, therefore, the warning has been canceled. The tornado watch remains in effect until 5 a.m. for southeastern Michigan. So this is Katie Tex, National Reserve, White Lake. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 1:15 a.m. for Oakland County. At 12:47, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Metamora to near Clarkston to near Northville, moving east at 65 miles per hour. Hazards are 70 mile an hour wind gusts. These severe storms will be near Troy, Southfield, Pontiac, Royal Oak, Birmingham, Rochester, and Detroit Zoo around 12:55. Warren and Sterling Heights around 1 a.m. This is KDTX National Weather Service. Information out 12:54. Rick. Tornado warning has been issued for East Central Oakland County in southeastern Michigan until 1:15. At 12:50 Eastern Daylight Time, severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near West Bloomfield or near Pontiac, moving east at 45 miles per hour. Hazards are tornado. This dangerous storm will be near Troy, Pontiac, and Birmingham around 12:55. Other locations impacted by this tornadic thunderstorm include Bloomfield Hills, Kingle Harbor, Bloomfield Township, Sullivan Lake, Rochester Hills, Clawson, and Auburn Hills. This is KDTX, National Weather Service, information out 12:55. Severe thunderstorm warning for St. Clair County in southeast Michigan until 1:45. At 12:51, severe thunderstorms were located along the line extending from North Branch to near Alma to near Mount Clemens, moving east at 50 miles per hour. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts are your primary hazard. Sources, radar indicated. Certain thunderstorms will be near in Baltimore, Richmond, Cape Back, and Memphis around 12:55. Elginak, Emmett, and Harson's Island around 1 a.m. Yale and Mount Marine State around 1:05. St. Clair around 1:10. Maryville around 1:15. Port Huron and Lakeport around 1:20 a.m. So this is KPTX, National Weather Information out, 12:56. Tornado warning for East Central Oakland County in Southeast Michigan until 1:15 at 12:50. Three thunderstorms capable of producing a tornado was located near West Bloomfield or near Pontiac, moving east at 45 per hour. This dangerous storm will be near Troy, Pontiac, and Birmingham around 12:55. This is Katie Kitts, National Weather Service, Whitelake. This is Katie Kitts, National Weather. Tornado warning remains in effect until 1:30 a.m. for eastern Lapeer County. At 12:55, severe thunderstorms located along the line capable of producing a tornado was located near Emily City, moving east at 70 miles per hour. Your hazards are tornado. This tornadic thunderstorm will remain over mainly rural areas of eastern Lapeer County, including the following locations: Kirkland Township, Burnside, Kingsville, and Attica. Rick? So, the thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 2 a.m. for Wayne County. At 12:55, National Weather Service in Detroit Planet has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Sanilac County in Southeast Michigan and Huron County in Southeast Michigan until 2:15 a.m. At 12:55, severe thunderstorm was located along the line extending from Seguin to 6 miles northwest of Kingston to near Brown City, moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. 6 mile-an-hour wind gusts are your hazards. Severe thunderstorms will be near Marlette, Brown City, Owendale, and Melbourne around 1 a.m. Pigeon and Peck around 1:05. Sandusky, Elkton, and Argyle around 1:10. Bad Axe around 1:15. Croswell, Ugly, Deckerville, Carsonville and Applegate around 1:20, Lexington and Kinney around 1:25, Port Sanilac around 1:30, Forestville around 1:35. Right? The tornado warning for northeastern Oakland County is canceled. Once again, the tornado warning for northeastern Oakland County is canceled. This is KTTX National Weather Service, White Lake, information out 103.
Good morning, 0100 hours, 68 degrees.
We still have a tornado warning that is for central Oakland County still out. So we still do have a tornado warning still out. Yes, we are still under condition red at this time. Mike County, Genesee County. This is KTTX. Tornado warning for eastern Lapeer County is canceled. KTTX. Still thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 1:30 a.m. for Washtenaw County. At 103, severe thunderstorm are located along a line extending from Dixboro or over Ann Arbor, moving east at 50 miles per hour. Your hazards are 60 mile an hour wind gusts. Severe thunderstorms will remain over mainly rural areas of Washtenaw County, including the following locations: Bridgewater, Pittsville Township, Delhi Mills, Pleasant Lake, Whitaker, and Martin Hills, Katy Tex. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 1:30 a.m. for northeastern Tuscola and eastern Lapeer counties. At 1:04 Eastern Daylight Time, severe thunderstorms are located along the line extending from near Owendale to 6 miles northeast of Marlette to near Emmett, moving east at 55 miles per hour. Hazards are 60 mile an hour wind gusts. These severe thunderstorms remain over mainly rural areas of northeastern Tuscola and eastern Lapeer counties, including following locations: Goodland Township, East Dayton, Attica, Cowling, Wilmot, Wisner, Ellington, Silverwood, Deptford, and Burnside. This is KDTX, DTX Mike on weather. Tornado warning for East Central Oakland County will expire at 1:15 a.m. The storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the area, therefore the warning will be allowed to expire. However, gusty winds are still possible for this thunderstorm. Tornado watch remains in effect until 5 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time for Southeastern Michigan. State Detection Ash Weather Information out, 111. My time is now out of condition red, back to condition yellow.
Just be counting my time. What's that one? Yeah, whether the watch still going until 5 a.m., are they going to trim that, or do they get something else behind this stuff, I think? Thank you.
Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 1:45 a.m. for Macomb County. At 1:08, severe thunderstorms are located along the line extending from near KPAC to near Armada to Detroit, moving east at 50 miles per hour. Hazards are 60 mile an hour wind gusts and penny size hail. Severe thunderstorms will be near Warren, St. Clair Shores, Mount Clemens, New Baltimore, Richmond, Scaling Heights, Clinton, Memphis, and Macomb Township around 1:15 a.m. Other locations impacted by these severe thunderstorms include Roseville, Shelby Township, Ray Center, Utica, Fraser, East Point, Washington, New Haven, Centerline, and Chesterfield. Mike Brown, DTX Weather, ATTX. Severe thunderstorm warning for Oakland County will expire at 1:15 a.m. Storms will prompt the warning have moved out of the area, therefore the warning will be allowed to expire. ATTX. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 1:45 a.m. for St. Clair County. At 1:11, severe thunderstorms were located along the line extending from Peck to near Emmett to Harrison's Island, moving east at 55 miles per hour, 6 mile an hour wind gusts are your primary hazards, radar indicated. The severe storms will be near St. Clair, Algonac, Marysville, and Marine City around 1:15, Port Huron and Lakeport around 1:20. Severe storms from 1 in the evening to affect until 2 a.m. for Wayne County. At 1:13, thunderstorms are located along the line extending from Northville to Canny to near Mabee, moving east at 55 miles per hour. Hazards are 60 mile an hour wind gusts and petty size scale. These severe storms will be near Livonia, Southfield, Taylor, Romulus, Flat Rock, Dearborn around 1:20. Wyandotte, Trenton, and Greenfield Village around 1:25. Detroit and Gross Hill around 1:30. Downtown Detroit around 1:35. Cross Point and Belle Isle around 1:40. Right. Here's some good news for some of you guys. National Weather Service has canceled tornado watch number 258 for the following areas. In Michigan, this canceled 6 counties, and they are Bay, Genesee, Livingston, Midland, Saginaw, and Shiawassee. And the watch continues for 11 of our counties, which includes Huron, Lapeer, Lenawee, Macomb, Monroe, Oakland, Sanilac, St. Clair, Tuscola, Washtenaw, and Wayne. This is KTCX, National Weather Service, information out 1:20. This is KTCX. Severe thunderstorm warning for Lapeer County is canceled. The storms at the top of the warning have moved out of the warned area. Therefore, the warning has been canceled. A tornado watch still remains in effect until 5 a.m. for southeastern Michigan. Right? Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 1:30 a.m. for northeastern Tuscola County. At 1:17 a.m., severe thunderstorms are located along a line extending from near Bad Axe to near Deckerville to near Lexington, moving east at 55 miles per hour. Locations impacted by the storms include Cass City, Unionville, Kingston, Gagetown, Ellington, Wilmot, Jeffers, Collins, and Colwood. This is KDTX National Weather Service, information out 1:22. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 2:15 a.m. for Sanilac and Huron counties. At 1:15 a.m., severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from Pigeon to near Hargyle to near Crodwell, moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. Hazards are 60 mile an hour wind gusts. These severe storms will be near Bad Axe, Crodwell, Lexington, Ubley, Deckerville, Port Sanilac, Carsonville, and Applegate around 1:25 a.m., Forestville and Kidney around 1:30 a.m., Harbor Beach around 1:40, Port Hope around 1:45 a.m. This is KDTX, National Weather Service, information out at 1:24. Just out of curiosity, is there any county key stations monitoring the net at this present time?
Tuscola County, sir.
You came in halfway through your transmission. Can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, this is ACAWO with Tuscola County.
Okay, Mr. Sewell out there to talk to you. All right. Okay, thanks a lot.
KDA-QWK, Wayne County. We are monitoring work condition green at this time.
Order service to cancel concurrent condition. This is ACAW. Tuscola County.
Okay, thank you, Tuscola. And Wayne County, I got you down to this office. This is KD Tech, Station 1. Okay, Tuscola. Severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Tuscola County will expire at 1:30. Storms have prompted the warning, has moved out of the warned area. Therefore, the warning will be allowed to expire. So that's good news for Tuscola. Severe thunderstorm warning for Washtenaw County will expire at 1:30. Storms have prompted the warning, has moved out of the area. Therefore, your warning will be allowed to expire. So this is KDTX National Weather Service, information at 1:30.
KADTX from Tuscola County.
Go ahead.
ACAW at Tuscola County. Our severe thunderstorm warning has been canceled, so we are now conditioned green, and we'll probably be shutting the net down shortly.
Message received. I haven't looked at the radar or anything, but I think all is quiet. As long as you stick around, green or standby should be okay.
Yeah, we're going to shut the net, or bring the net down to green, into green, condition green, and I'll be here probably for another 10-15 minutes, just keep an eye on things. But the radar is looking kind of quiet, so back to you, ACAW, Tuscola County.
Okay, Tuscola, thank you very much. Katie Jackson. This is KDTX. Severe thunderstorm warning for Macomb County is canceled. Thunderstorms have prompted the warning, has moved out of the warned area, and therefore the warnings have been canceled. However, gusty winds are still possible with these thunderstorms. This is KDTX, National Weather Service. As of right now, for a watch still, the means in effect until 5 a.m. This is KDTX, National Weather. Information out, 1:37. This is KDTX. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 1:45 a.m. for St. Clair County. At 1:34, severe thunderstorms were located along the line extending from near Lakeport to near Port Huron to near New Baltimore, moving east at 50 miles per hour. Your hazard of 60 mile an hour wind gusts. Sources radar indicated the severe storms will be near Port Huron, St. Clair, Elkhart, Lakeport, Marysville, and Marine City around 1:40. Other locations impacted by these storms include Anchorville, North Street, and Air, Rattle Run, Goodall, Smith Creek, Fairhaven, Wadams, Fort Gratiot, and Moyne Creek. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 2:15 for eastern Sanilac and eastern Huron counties. At 1:34, severe thunderstorms are located along the line, extending from 6 miles, southwest of Port Hope to near Eckerville, and 6 miles northwest of Lakeport. Moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. 6 mile-an-hour wind gusts are your primary hazards. Sources radar indicated. The severe storms will be near Harbor Beach, Lexington, Port Sanilac, Port Hope, Forestville,
around 1:40 a.m. This is KDTX Dashwater. Break. So your thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 2 a.m. for Central Wayne County. At 1:35 a.m., each severe thunderstorm is located along a line extending from near Detroit to near downtown Detroit to 6 miles south of Gros Isle, moving east at 50 miles per hour. Primary hazard, 60-mile-hour wind gusts and penny-sized hail. Sources radar indicated. These severe storms will be near Grosse Pointe, downtown Detroit, and Belle Isle around 1:40 a.m. This is KDTX National Weather Service. White Lake, information out 1:41. Guys, I just didn't realize this stupid clock on the desk is running fast, so the time is actually 1:38.
KDTX from Tuscola County.
Go ahead, Tuscola.
Officially shut down our net for the night. So, for tonight, thanks for your help.
No, thank you. I appreciate you being there. Have a good night. This is KDTX National Officers.
Oscar, clear.
This is KDTX. Senior thunderstorm warning for St. Clair County will expire at 1:45 a.m. Storms was prompted the warning. Have moved out of the warned area, therefore the warning will be allowed to expire. KDTX National Air. Information out at 1:45. KDTX. This is KDTX. Severe thunderstorm warning for Eastern Sandlot and Eastern Huron counties are canceled. Storms are prompted the warning had moved out of the warned area. Therefore, the warning has been allowed to cancel. This is KDTX National Weather Service. Information out at 1:48. This is KDTX. Severe thunderstorm warning for Central Wayne County will expire at 2 a.m. The storms which prompted the warning have moved out of the area. Therefore, the warning will be allowed to expire. However, gusty winds are still possible with these thunderstorms. This is KDTX National Weather Service. Information out at 1:54. This is KDTX.
Hey, DTX, this is Wayne County. We are securing our net at 1:54 a.m.
Okay, Wayne County, thank you very much for checking in tonight. 7-3, KDTX, reaction order.
Tadley.
Good morning, 0200 hours, cloudy, 64 degrees.
Okay, for those who may still be in the lead listening, National Weather Service has canceled tornado watch number 258 for the following areas. In Michigan, this canceled 11 counties. In southeastern Michigan, this includes Huron, Lapeer, Lenawee, Macomb, Monroe, Oakland, Sanilac, St. Clair, Tuscola, Washington, Wayne. So that's it for Wayne County Net. For all of us checked in or been in the background listening, appreciate you guys being here. This is KDTX, National Weather Service. That has ended at 2:01 hours. 7-3, everybody.
Well, I wonder where you went. All right. I'm going to drop the links and I'm going to go upstairs to bed. Good night. Good night, Huston.
Good night, young boy.
Good morning, 0300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 62 degrees. Good morning, 0400 hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Good morning, 0500 hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Good morning, 0600 hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Good morning, 0700 hours. Sunny. 59 degrees.
Everybody survived the storms this morning. KF8CZD listening. Good morning, is that Mike? KCA, that's Zip T-Mobile.
Yeah, good morning. This is Pete up Millington of Vassar Way. You guys sound pretty quiet down that way this morning.
Okay. Yeah, I threw out my call earlier and asked if everybody was okay from the storms we had this morning. We got some pretty big ones down in the Oakland County area.
Yeah, they had some nice ones up this way, too. That's what I was just checking out. Just come to Millington and a few trees uprooted and that. Now I'm heading to work in Vassar and see what kind of shape that's in.
Yeah, I'm traveling from Waterford to Flint, but I'm on 75, so I'll be okay and see what happened up there. I know Lapeer got hit, Holly area. By me anyway, I don't know who else, Brighton I think. There was a lot of tornado warnings, but I didn't hear of anything touching down officially yet, but we won't know until, you know, Weather Service gets out there and sees what's going on.
Yeah, I kind of heard the same thing up this way. Some people I know said that they had one that touched down north of them, but that was up toward Saginaw direction.
That's pretty scary when they hit at night because you can't see what's going on until there's a flash of lightning. And you got to see what's going on out there. So, yeah, I was watching radar, but I'm so close to the radar in White Lake that there's like a void at night because I think they either turn the radar up or turn it down, and I don't remember exactly, but there was a big hole, like, covering real close to my house, so whatever was coming from the west, I couldn't hardly see, so that was pretty scary, not being able to really see the radar very well when it got close to me.
Yeah, I know, I was kind of surprised. I must have slept right through it. I know we got heavy rain in that, but I didn't know nothing until I got up and happened to turn my phone on and seen on Facebook everybody talking about it.
Yeah, other than that, what else is going on here? Are you on the, is there a repeater in Mayville there that you're on? Which one are you on?
Halo. Right now I'm heading north on M15 toward Sir.
Alright, yeah, I work out that way sometimes. I drive most of the day for work. Not lately, though. We've been pretty slow. So I get to play with the radio at work, so that's always fun.
Yeah, I generally listen to you guys every morning on my way to work, right around this time, and that's why I said it sounded pretty quiet this morning. So anyway, I figured I'd chime in. My name's Pete, and I'm usually out here every morning, Monday through Friday anyway, right around this time.
All right, Pete, the name is Ray, Romeo Alpha Yankee. I'm always listening to you, but sometimes it's hard to jump in because there's so many people. But I don't know, Fridays are different because people usually get in a little bit earlier. I haven't heard anybody either. I got out here about 6:35.
Yeah, I just think I've been in the radio since the 70s, and when I just recently got into the ham, I, you know, put it off. Finally, it's like, yeah, I'm going to do it. So I'm kind of having fun here with this 2-meter, 70-centimeter stuff. In fact, I just broke down and bought the ICOM 9700 to set up for a base unit.
Yeah, ICOMs are nice radios. They have nice receivers. I've been into radio for a long time, too, just scanning and receiving and things like that. But when they dropped the code requirement for technician, I think it was like 2001, I went and got that, and then shortly after that, they dropped the code for general, and then I went and got that. And then just recently, when they dropped the price of the GMRS down to 35, I went and got that. So that's where I'm at. I mostly hang out on UHF.
Yeah, I like I say, I put it off for all these years. I was going to do it way back then, but you had to do the Morse code and stuff, and it's like, no. You know, I played with it a little bit, but that was about it. And finally got around. Of course, now my wife's saying, how much more money are you going to spend on these radios? And it's like, well, I don't know, you know. Like this one here, the 2730B, I like it. Detachable face and everything is kind of nice. Beats the heck out of the 11-meter stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of where I started when I was really young. My grandpa had a bass radio in the basement, and I turned it on one day, and that was it. That's what got me started. I was probably about 7 or 8 years old, so I was into that and scanners. Back when you could hear everything, now you can't hardly hear anything on the scanners.
Yeah, I started way back then with the old Tempo 1, which I just recently took it up to a guy in Audrey's and, who does radio repair. Traded it off to him for an ICOM 75.
Wow, that's a great deal, yeah. I run into good deals like that sometimes. But, yeah, I never ran any amplifiers or anything, just stock radios with super penetrator antennas. That's about it.
Yeah, I'll get around here. Got to locate another tower and for the 2-meter in that. And, well, it's a dual-band antenna. I picked up a Comet. I think it's an 850. And I'm going to put that up for a base unit. Play around with it.
KV8SWR, I got you in there. This is Ray, KC8SZT. Go ahead.
Ray, morning, Pete. I think I've seen the BERT repeater. You're a whole lot closer to Mayville. I don't know if you had that one programmed in or not, but you're in Vassar. You're only a few miles from the Mayville repeater. You might have an easier time making that one. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, I'm unfamiliar with what deals are around, you know, that close. yeah, okay. I'll figure it out eventually.
You're on the bird repeater right now, which is over inside of Birch Run. Like I said to Mayville, analog, you're only a few miles from that, or analog and EMR and stuff that, so just make it a little easier for you to get in. Go ahead, Ray.
Okay, like,
system now. I look on the list, under the WACMN, and it doesn't show those as being linked. Is there any more that are linked that I don't know about, maybe?
How many towns got on the FBI now? I guess I don't. I was looking on the hub here, and I don't see the link up. So I wonder if Sean dropped it.
Yeah, I don't know if they linked during Skywarn tests or what. Maybe they unlinked last night. Not sure. All right, well, I'm going to jump out of here. I'm getting close to work. Casey, it has it up to you. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I guess there's supposed to be a repeater in Millington, too, I guess. But then Doug out and Carol told me that the Millington one wasn't working right now. So I'm not sure about that.
We don't. Central Michigan Emergency Network doesn't have any repeaters in Midland, or Millington. That's different. Repeater. We have them in Mayville there, which isn't too far away from Millington. That's Ray. That's a good question. I'll ask you. Hit Sean up on 800, see if he dropped it. Because when they do MICON, I'm not sure what his plans were there, but they ran the MICON that last night, so he may have dropped it and forgot to relink it. I don't know. Have a good day there, Ray. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, okay. Well, hey, it's nice talking to everyone. I'm going to have to head inside here, too. I got to get my coffee in there and get ready to start build some engines. So have a great day there, and KF8 CZV clear.
I have a good day. 73 KF8FWR.
Good morning, 0800 hours, sunny, 63 degrees. Good morning, 0900 hours, sunny, 66 degrees.
Thank you.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny. 69 degrees.
WATES.
WAFU. Hey, Sean, how you doing? WABES.
Not bad, but I had a blast come in on the other side of the radio, and it took out. It said, hey, Sean, how you doing? And then I got a blast came in, and I didn't hear anything else.
Just wondering, you've been working the past couple of days? I haven't seen your light on here.
Oh, Bruce. Yeah, I didn't catch who it was. We've been busy, short, and there was nobody. I was the only one there yesterday, and I wasn't anywhere near, so I haven't had the thing camped out lately.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. All right. Just hanging out here at home. Been doing a lot of things around the house.
I'll bet. Must be nice, eh? Your first full week of retirement. So I took today off, so I'm running. But I got to run up to the shop because I left something there. So I got to go up to the shop and get my laptop. And then I'm hoping that I can coordinate with somebody on my schedule. They seem to be making it very difficult. Every time I have time, they have something. You never seem to have time when I have time. So, hoping I can knock that out because I've got a someplace I got to be at 1 o'clock out in the Farmington area. So I just got a lot of running around here to do this morning.
Okay, so since you're going to the shop, I was thinking about going up to the shop and taking Rose's dessert pan back to her. Would it be possible for me to bring that to your house and you take it up? Or are you leaving right away?
Yeah, I'm already up here at 16 in the Quinter, so I'm not going to double back now. Just get it to me and I'll get it up there whenever next, I'll be up there Monday.
Oops, I keyed once too many. I hope I didn't mess that up. Okay, that's fine. That'll be fine. I'll get it to you sometime. Thank you.
All right, well, I've got to go to 8 Mile and Grand River, and I got to be there at 1. So the GPS tells me I've got to drop down and shoot across 8. So if I've got time, I'll just swing by and grab it from you. We'll see. I'll see how my morning's going.
WDAKLL.
Well, while we're waiting for Bruce to respond there, go ahead, KLL.
Hey, good morning, Sean. It's Greg, WD8KLL.
Good morning.
Did you go, Bruce? Did you drop out?
No, I'm here. I'm trying to, I think we just doubled. But anyway, I'll be clear for now. Go ahead, Greg. W8BES.
Well, hold up. If I can swing by on my way out, does that work for you? Bruce, did you hear me?
Operator error, sorry about that. I pushed the wrong button on the keypad. I got the last tail end of what you said. Please repeat.
I have to run near you, and I got to be somewhere at 1. If I'm in the area sometime between now and, let's say, 12:30, can I just stop by and pick it up?
Yes, that would be fine. I'd appreciate that. W-A-B-E-S.
Okay. I don't know if it'll work out. I just, like I said, I very well might be right in your neighborhood at some point this morning. All right. Catch you in a bit. Enjoy your the rest of your first week in retirement. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, sorry if I jumped in there in between your convo. I just heard you out there and thought you guys were done, but I just thought I'd reach out and say hello, Sean, WDKLL. We spoke the other day. New Ham up here in Burton. Back to you.
Oh, no, I recall. Not a problem. Bruce and I worked together for years. He retired last week, Friday, a week ago. So we were just touching base. He didn't get on the radio all that much, so we're going to try to change that. We'll see what we can do. Anyhow, just out running around, I got quite an itinerant this morning, and I got to get something to eat somewhere along the line. So in a perfect world, all the cards align, and I can get all that done on my schedule. So we'll see.
Yeah, you're a busy man for sure. It's good you got a day off. Hey, just a real quick question. On the All-Star front, I signed up for an account and everything, but what do I do to get a node?
I assume you mean get a node number and credentials from All-Star Link, or do you mean how do you get a node, like, physically? I think you mean how do you set up a node with All-Star Link. Is that correct?
Both. Well, yeah, I'm still learning the digital side here. I bought an OpenSpot 4 Pro, and I've been playing around with that. And I've got a Yaesu, so I've got the C4 FM cross-moding. But I can't get into All-Star with the OpenSpot, so I did go to All-Star and I registered and all that, but I don't know how to go about physically getting a node.
Okay, so physically, you know, I can tell you places to go buy one, but I still think that you need to set it up at All-Star Link. So I'm going to go ahead and give you those instructions. It's two parts. One is how do I get a node assigned to me, a node number, at All-Star Link? That's question number one. And question number two is, then, what do you recommend for a node or something like that? So part one is at All-Star Link, so log in and set up a server. I know it sounds all big and scary, but set up a server. Just use your call sign, and everything else is pretty obvious. If you have any specific questions, you can ask, but there's not much to it. Just give it your call sign and answer the questions about location to what degree you want to. Give it a description. You know, like if you look around at All-Star Link at the nodes that are online, you can see what other people do.
I usually have, you know, call sign, you know, and then, you know, a lot of people put call sign and frequency, you know, in the name. But anyhow, set up a server. Then once you get a server set up, you go to the tab where you can look at your servers and you request a node for that server. And that's going to take a day or so. And they'll assign you a node. At that point, you'll go to the node tab or the drop down and you'll look at the nodes. And when you look at the node that you've been assigned, there'll be a password column. And in that password column, when you hover over it, it'll look blank, but when you hover over it, your password will appear. And that's the credentials you need to set up a node. So that's how you set it up. You know, create a server, then request and set up a node. All right, so far so good?
Yes. Yep, I'm following you. I messed around with PyStar software to get, I had a Raspberry Pi unit that I couldn't get working, so I'm following you right along here.
Okay, yeah, once you got that, then there's a couple of things you could do. You could, at that point, you could actually, you know, get an SD card, download All-Star Link 3, and assuming you're going to put it on a Pi-based device, which I'm betting you will, you know, you just get the image for the Pi appliance, you put it on there, pretty much follow the instructions. And if you've done a PyStar, you know, it's no harder than that. Really, the instructions are fairly straightforward. But as far as getting a Pi, so there's several ways you can do it. The cheapest way to do it is there's this thing called a white dongle, and you can get that and a Pi, and you can set all that up. I don't generally recommend that for people because they have their issues that people battle with. If you're going in cold, you know, one good one to look at is Kits for Ham, is it, I think that's his website, but it's the Sherry, the Brian, the Sherry Pies. I have a few of those, although I'll complete the thought here in a second on that. I'm selling them, but I have a few of those. They serve me well, and you know, you can buy them complete from him in the $200 range, or you can buy them as parts. You can buy the bare minimum for like $80, and you supply the Pi and put it together, which it's easy. You know, wherever your comfort level is, everything from, you know, the parts minus the Pi all the way up to complete and ready to go. You decide where you know, how much you want to pay and what you want to do with him. So he's a pretty good place to go. The other one, hold on. The other one is Node Ventures, and he sells a product called the Clear Node. And he does everything for you. You tell him you want a Clear Node. It's the most expensive option. You tell him you want one. You give him. You send in your credentials, your node number and your password, and your Wi-Fi credentials. And when it shows up at your doorstep, you pull it out of the box, you plug it in, and it's on the air. The Clear Node has a very clever front end written for it. He wrote a really nice UI that goes on your phone, and you can do everything really, really slick and easy on your phone to control it. It also allows you to do the digital modes using an analog radio. You know, all modes can do that when set up appropriately with the appropriate software, but none with the front end that this guy created. And I got it, and I've done it myself, you know, and it's really fuzzy and goofy, and, I bought myself a Clear Node a while back. Honestly, God, it's the only one I use anymore. I love that thing. But, you know, you got to pay the price. You saw $300. All right, did I time out or something?
Yeah, I lost you there. You were talking about the Clear Node. And I responded and said that's probably the way to go.
Yeah, I didn't go, I don't think I went much farther past that, but basically what I said is I've got a clear node. Now that I got one of those, that's all I use. I'm selling my Sherry's. But they're expensive, right? But if you pay the extra money, you know, I think you get a really, really nice product. That's what I recommend now, you know, for is either a Sherry at whatever level you're comfortable with, from parts to complete, or make the jump to the clear node. That's kind of what I recommend. There are a lot of other ways you can do it, build your own, stuff like that, but, you know, that's later, more advanced. If you want to do that, then you probably wouldn't be asking me, you know, but what I should do, you know, because there's just a thousand ways you can go if you want to build your own, and even save your some money doing that. Not a terrible amount, but you can save some money doing that, that's for sure.
Holy hell, take a breath. Are we on 160 meters here?
Hey, you bag it, FF.
If I could start our radio, I was about ready to start yours. Holy hell.
This is better than
mind your own business.
You're running on my electric bill.
I pride myself in it.
This is better than the invention.
You go in the corner and you be nice, you salty sucker, you. W8FU. Anyhow, Greg, go ahead.
I was saying this is better than hamvention. I was on the YouTube forums there listening to a couple things this morning, but I got more out of this convo than I have listening all morning.
Well, as Fred aptly pointed out, I got a lot into it.
Well, I recognize the voice over there, Fred.
Oh, God help you.
Yeah, he doesn't like me.
Well, Fred don't like anyone, so.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, he's a good guy. Smart.
Oh, anywho, so yeah, there's my content plus a little bit extra. So, you know, whatever you decide, you'll be golden.
So the source to get the clear node is NodeVenture?
Yeah, NodeVentures, I think is the name of it. But you just type clear node, you'll get there.
All right, John. I appreciate the info for sure.
I don't think I'm going to work on it anymore today, Fred. I'm taking a break.
Amen, brother.
I've had about as much of that Quantar as I can take for the day. I've got to, I got a couple of tricks up my sleeve, but I'm just going to put it on. I wanted to get it up Saturday. Unless I go in tomorrow to work on it, that ain't happening. Let me switch to the UMP. Well, speaking of nodes, I got somebody who wants me to help him with one, and he's not answering me, so he can pound sand, and I'm going to go about my business. Where's breakfast? Where's coffee? Don!
Paul.
Huh? W8FU. Thank you.
KPN, this is T-Mobile.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 71 degrees.
WDAKLO.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours, sunny, 76 degrees.
Yo!
What's up?
Just out and about, man. Gotta run the Aiken Grand River.
Where's the boat for professional?
Personable. You're sounding really poopy.
How about Richmond? Any better?
Yeah, lots better.
23 in the Great Gratiot.
Was that mobile?
Yeah. I gotta check my antenna. I should be doing better both ways with that. One of them gets water underneath it. I left the car all last night, so I'm willing to bet you it's probably wet under there. Gotta fix that. Put it on my to-do list.
Yeah, maybe. Well, we'll see how far I
cold. I'm on 8 Mile Road, coming up on Livernois. You got to run all the way to Grand River, so I wonder how far I'll be able to hold it.
Yeah, I talked to my buddy about an hour ago, and ACOM and all that other stuff is still down.
So I find that I don't think it's ACOM that's down. It must be their towers that are down.
Yeah. So I'll find out what the rest of it is. And not happy. They're getting dispatched by phone calls. So they had a structure this morning, a phone call. So I thought, oh boy. Then they had another town over, next one over that needed some help. And same thing. Called them up, says, hey, can you come here and help us? So it'll be interesting to see what the final is on that, but I'm sure you'll probably, I mean, I'll get it second and third hand. You'll probably get it, you know, the accurate stuff. But anyways, I just thought, wow, you know. And we always think aren't relating this to hams. Hams aren't, you know, as sourceful as they once were. But in this case, they could use a bunch of them, you know. Is what it is. But other than that, we got lucky last night. I guess the it tinkered out by the time it got to Oakland County. So we were good.
Yeah, it didn't seem like much got to us. I know at one point I had the window open and I heard sirens coming out of Oakland. I guess they had a tornado. I don't know if it was in Oakland or if it was over in Livingston, but they had the sirens going in Oakland for a bit, about midnight. And I got up and I went and checked what was going on, and then I went and laid back down, and I don't remember a darn thing.
Yeah, my daughter lives in Eaton Rapids. She's a pretty brave kid. And she said she went to the basement for the first time in a long time. So I guess it got pretty exciting over that way.
Oh, yeah. Well, PJ said they were all in the basement out there in Hudsonville. So pretty bad out there.
Yes, sir. Exactly. So other than that, nothing else really remarkable. We lucked out. They said we've got a slight risk tonight, but it isn't as much as it was yesterday, so I think that's a good thing. And I'm heading to the office to go see my doctor to get some of my prescriptions refilled today. And well, it's supposed to be a nice short in-and-off visit by the time they get done with all the rigmarole. Oh, you got to go over here and get a blood test. Oh, you got to go over here and do this. Oh, you got to have everything. So it took an hour and a half, and I figured it was going to take 10, 15 minutes tops. So welcome to the new world of medicine. Did you run out of rope?
Oh, no, just traffic's, you know, with 696 being closed down, 8 miles become a main thoroughfare and just dealing with traffic. Tell you what, 8 Mile looks a little different than, I mean, I've been up and down it a few times recently, but I always notice how different it is.
There's something that's hitting the repeater. A lot of static. Lots of static. Lasts about 3-4 seconds. I don't know if you're hearing it back your way or not, and I don't know where it's coming from, but I can hear it in my speaker, and it's totally blanking out your conversation.
Yep, I'm hearing it here, too. I'd have to get on the dashboard and see. One of the repeaters is getting blasted with some intermod. Have to see which one.
Very good. All right. I'm pulling down the runway here to work, so I shall chat with you a little bit later. Drive safe, be safe, and for God's sake, do something fun on a nice day like today.
We'll see. We'll see. All right. Catch you later. W8FU.
It looks like I am going to get that WATD. I did pay for it this time, so I made sure that there was no chance. 100% prediction, and I did make sure it was paid.
You went with that one as opposed to the other?
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I just want everybody making fun of me because it was so close to yours.
79 degrees.
Well, I don't know. BT might get you some hot dogs.
Yeah, you know what I noticed about those two letters? I got the pun. The next generation has no idea what those two letters mean.
Well, that's a D. All right. W8TD from W8FU.
I would have really preferred the NX8X. That would have been cool, but that was all my fault. Or the greedy FCC's fault. Either way, we know how it happened. All right, take care. I'm in the parking lot. NAKPP still.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 81 degrees.
WD8KLL. W8FU. WD8KLL. Okay, DHKLL from W8FU. There, traffic to deal with.
How you doing, Sean? You're down in the traffic, huh?
Yeah, they got one of the major east-west connectors here out, so, you know, you got to take an alternate route. Of course, so does everybody else, so. So I had to rip 8 Mile, and then I figured since I did that, I was going to stop at a famous little market, deli market. And so I'm down here in Ferndale. And what is up with this guy, though? 22 miles an hour. That's today. Come on. Anyhow, dealing with the traffic down here, it's congested, to say the least. And a lot of people walking around.
Yeah, I don't miss that. I was in industrial sales for 20 years. I worked for Bosch, and I'm an account manager, and I traveled all over the place down in Detroit and Kokomo, Indiana, and all over the place. But, yeah, I don't miss dealing with that stuff anymore.
Wasn't bad. It's just I was in downtown Ferndale. It's pretty narrow. There's a lot of people, you know, and you just gotta kind of white knuckle your way through there and try not to run anybody over.
The first lady here wants to know if Como's Pizzeria is still down there.
Well, I believe, I don't know if it's in its existing or its original configuration. They've been closed a few times and reopened, and I think it's still there right on the corner. But it might be under different management or something. I've only been there once, I think, and I can't recall what it was like. So I don't know much about it, but I believe it's still there right on the corner of 9 and Woodward.
Yeah, my better half's from down that way, and she said back in the day, it used to be really good.
Yeah, it's still popular, from what I can tell. It's just not quite my neighborhood. I'm a little bit out of that, and when I am out in this area, which I'm frequently, generally we're doing something else, so it's just... It just hasn't been one of the things we've done, but I imagine if you lived down that way, you'd have to have been there at least a few times. Do you remember Louise?
She's looking at me dumbfounded. Where's that at, Sean?
Louise is on DeQuinner Road, north of 9. Well, anyhow, Louise is another iconic place in the area. That's a little bit more over my neck of the woods, and you know we would have been going there. You know, but there's a bunch of them down this way: Buddy's, Shields, Cloverleaf. You know, they're all in that whole square pan pizza joints that popped out of the area in the 50s. Louise is one of the. It's a one-of. I don't know of any other locations besides the one. Quite good. Just a little different than all the rest.
Hi, Sean. This is Jennifer, Greg's better half. I just wanted to know, because I grew up in that area and I haven't been back there in so long, so I just wondered if all those good places were still around. By chance, did you ever... hear of Pasquale's Pizza on Woodward Avenue?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I knew the Burkowskis that owned it. That's gone, I believe. If it's the one, you know, I'm thinking that name could be common. So whereabouts were you when you were down here? I was in Warren, so, you know, getting over this way was not as regular, but whereabouts were you?
I grew up in Huntington Woods, so Woodward Avenue was a lot of the places we would, you know, dine with my mom and dad, and Pasquale's was always my dad's favorite. We'd always go there for a pizza and a pasta salad. And unfortunately, it is out of business now because I actually wanted to take Greg there when we first started dating. But, yeah, it's sad to see those places go, you know?
Oh, yeah, you ain't kidding. You ain't kidding. So around Huntington Woods, yeah, so you might remember the Onion Roll Deli. And that was right there on, what was it? Is that 10 in Woodward? Yeah, I think it was 10. That's gone. That's something else now. How about Ernie's Market? You remember Ernie's Market? Now, that's a little further down. That's down in Ferndale / Oak Park.
My dad actually used to go to the Onion Roll Deli at least twice a week, and I believe it was 11 in Woodward. And I don't remember Bernie's. I remember Sam's Market at 11 and I think it's Woodward. Was 11 Woodward? I think so.
Yeah, I used to go to the Onion Roll Deli a lot. Yeah, you're right, 11. And why would I do that? Anyhow, there were a lot of good times there. That one's closed. I don't know if you remember Arthur Penhallow, the famous disc jockey from WRIF, but his in-laws worked there, and he used to be in there every now and again. But, yeah, Ernie's Market. I'm on my way home from there right now. It's a little legendary place, little tiny market. Now it's mostly just a sandwich shop with, you know, extras and stuff like that. Very cool. I haven't been there in a long time, but I was in the neighborhood. So why is this, like, keep trying to turn me? I'm running ways here, and I'm not liking it.
Now we're getting hungry talking about all this good food. This is my first time talking on the radio, by the way.
Well, you're a natural. You don't struggle with it, and you're doing quite well. So Greg does quite well as well. So you know, some people struggle. It's just, I say just talk normal, man. Just normal, just. You know, it's just half duplex, that's all. You can't hear the other person talk and say, uh-huh, uh-huh. But, very good. All right, well, I'm glad to have been your first.
Thank you. It was nice chatting with you, and I hope you have a great weekend, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, you take care. Anytime, jump on in. And at this point, it would be customary to say WAFU.
All right, John, thanks for the convo. She was loving it. She's listening to me talk and that, and listen to you and Jack and that, but she was all tickled to get on here, so appreciate it. WDAKLL will be clear.
Well, I'm not kidding. She's kind of got a knack for it. You know, it's you can tell she's comfortable with it. So I think she'd do quite well if she wanted to get her ticket and explore all the cool things there are to do. You know, that's the thing about the hobby is there's so much to do. Really, there is. I think there's more hams than ever right now, but you don't hear them on the repeaters like you once did because there's just so much out there. And so, very good. Anytime, we'll let you go. I'm almost home myself here. I don't know why this navigation was trying to take me on back roads. There hasn't been one roadblock or anything I had to get around here in my whole trip, and it kept trying to take me back roads to get home. All right, we'll cut you loose. After yours, W8FU.
All right, Sean, drive safe. 73s, WDAKLL will be clear.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 82 degrees.
monitoring.
W3, LNS, W4, XCD.
W4 XCD, this is W3 LNF.
All right, just left work a little bit ago, probably home about 8 to 12 minutes or so.
Okay, can you hear me okay? I'm in the kitchen making sloppy joes.
Surprisingly, yeah, slightly scratchy, but otherwise okay.
Well, it looks like all your antennas survived the storm.
That's good to know. It's like 4 years now they've been up. That's pretty good.
Okay, I'll see you when you get home. 88, and I'll talk to you later. W4XED, this is W3LNF, signing out.
All right, 88, W4XED, listening.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours, mostly sunny, 83 degrees.
KF8DOT.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Sunny, 82 degrees.
Monitoring.
NADDF.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 81 degrees.
Hello, this is ABN Peter. Pete.
So you're on the link system down at the down in Dayton?
Yeah, I'm on my personal All-Star node. Yeah, they just turned it on and I heard you.
Well, what good timing. Is it sunny and hot down there like it is up here?
It is, and it's getting a little, well, it's getting a little overcast and it's very windy. It's supposed to get really windy tonight.
So, for me and for the rest of the repeater listening world here, tell us about our new repeater if you feel so inclined.
Well, I don't know that much about it yet, except it does work. I powered it up, was able to key it up, and get some power out of it. It's not putting out the power, I think, but I think it's probably it's turned down in software, so I got to figure out how to do that. It's getting about 65 watts out, but I'm sure it can go higher.
Nice. But you've liked it in, got it on an antenna on. So do you, are we going to use the same cans that we have and obviously the same controller, right?
Yeah, everything will be the same, except that I got to figure out how to interface it. I got to talk to Sean a little more about that. But, I've heard of, you know, there's all kinds of different ways. So, it's funny, I saw another Kenwood repeater just like ours, you know, same configuration, everything, and somebody was selling down there, except they said their amplifier worked.
Yeah, well, theirs did, but you're talking about the Kenwood that we had in before, I assume, correct?
Yeah, and they're also guys selling a bunch of just amplifiers that I could have just tried again, done that, you know, put that in. And that was my second option if I couldn't find a good Motorola. I was thinking I'd buy one of those and swap the amp out of that, you know, so that was a secondary option. And if the guy drops his price enough, well, then you get it anyways just to have it as a backup, you know. So, we'll see.
Yeah, well, that would be great. It looked like the thing had big old heat sinks on it. For a 100-watt amplifier, it seemed to be rather beefy.
It is. It's very heavy. It weighs about 40 pounds.
All right. Well, Dave in West Bloomfield, Phil live from Dayton. So how about a Dayton update? What's going on down there?
It's the usual. Traffic jams. Getting in and out, but, you know, a lot of good stuff on the outside. I saw Ralph. He came by and sat for a bit.
Nice. Yeah, he had a little cold, I know, for a while, but I expected that he was going to be better and make it down there, and he did.
so that's good.
Well, good.
I don't know if I'm going to make it down or not. I have to look at the weather. If the weather cooperates, I am not going to Charlevoix because it's going to be cold and cloudy up there. So if the weather cooperates, I probably will jump in 5510 Victor and come on down. Let's have to see what it looks like when I get up tomorrow morning.
Okay, it's supposed to be very windy, that's the only thing. Let me see here. Let's take a quick look at what the latest forecast is. Let's see. Xenia weather. Okay, it's supposed to be tomorrow 68. Oh, it's not going to be as hot. Wow, 68. But windy.
Well, I'll take a look at it. That isn't always necessarily bad. Usually creates bumps and just kind of depends on what direction it's blowing in and at that airport and what it's like up here and how uncomfortable it might be. But I'd love to get down, so if it looks good, I'll come down and hang out for a little bit, at least for part of the day, so kind of keep an eye on things and see how it goes. But congratulations on the repeater. That's good news. And what are you going to do, not having to swap out the repeater every month? You're going to be bored to death looking for things to do.
Yeah, it's going to be partly cloudy, very low chance of precipitation, winds from the west-southwest at 21 miles per hour, up to 21. So they were talking about possibly 70 mile an hour winds overnight, but that seems to have changed, or somebody was exaggerating.
No, that makes sense. We had a pretty good frontal line go through Michigan last night. We actually had tornado warnings in West Bloomfield and extended over to Troy along with a bunch of other spots. We had a really quite significant line come through, I don't know, midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. Lots of wind, lots of lightning, and I don't think we had any touchdowns. I've had time to check the news out today, but lots of rotation, certainly enough to have the National Weather Service issue some tornado warnings. So my guess is that that's what they were forecasting. That line either is broken up or is it already came through your part of the world. So that's good news. Yeah, the 20 miles an hour is no big deal. So we'll just have to take a look at it in the morning and make a decision then. I'll let you know.
Now, would you fly into Dayton International?
I'll have to study it and see who's closest. Not necessarily. I would prefer to fly into a smaller airport if possible, but I think that is what we call a Class Charlie airport, and that's one down from Bravos that are like Metro, Cleveland, and the bigger cities. So I could. It's theoretically possible. I fly into Lansing, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo. They're all Charlies. So I'll take a look at it and have to plan it out. I just haven't really done any flight planning for it yet, but we'll figure it out and then have to figure out ground transportation.
Okay, there is a Greene County Regional Airport. Let me see where that is compared to the fairgrounds. Let's see. Hold on. Let me look that up. I'm just wondering how you'd get from there to the fairgrounds. I don't know if probably Uber, I guess. Greene, okay, hold on. Greene County Airport. Airport. Greene County Airport. Oh, let's see where that is compared to the fairgrounds. Hold on.
Yeah, it's usually Uber. Sometimes the airports have a courtesy car you can steal for 2-3 hours. That might be enough. But I'm sure there's a way to make it happen. Hopefully it's close. If not, I'm sure there's something else around there. There's a lot of airports right around there.
Yeah, well, it is Greene County. That's where we're in. So there's an airport in the county. That's probably the closest.
All right. Well, good. Well, I was pretty surprised to hear you. I just kind of jumped in here for a minute. Kind of surprised to hear you on the radio, but that's nice. See anybody else down there or any other friends in Detroit that you did?
See some of the usuals. Oh, wow, that's between where I'm staying and the fairgrounds. Okay. That's a great spot to go into.
How early are you heading to the event?
It's only about a couple miles from the fairgrounds.
I'll take that ride. All right. Well, I will look at that as soon as I stop here. And then we'll get some plans in place. If the weather's good enough, I'll shoot down. It'll be fun to see what you got there. And I'm sure I can find lots of interesting things to do. They probably spend some money. So, all right. Well, I think I'm going to say 73 and get out of your way. Are you keeping a radio on down there?
Yeah, we got a frequency that the guys have a little repeater on. I can, I'll text that to you.
All right, I'm sure I can find you. So, well, good. Well, I'm glad to check in, and I'll either call you or maybe I'll call you here if I'm running around, and I'll let you know what the plan is. Well, that was a pleasant surprise, Phil. I guess 73. Take care. Don't spend too much money. Maybe I'll see you tomorrow. Have a good night. All right, take care.
All right, sounds good. I don't know. Do you even have a handle? I don't know if you did or not. So, all right. Sounds good. Catch you later. ABATR.
I heard you, Jack, but you must be on your handheld.
I'm on the handheld. Is that Phil?
No, this is KFA.
Okay, I thought it was Phil. So that repeater by his house is a good repeater. It's a hell of a repeater.
You hear me okay, Jack?
Yes, I do hear you. What is your location? I'm over here, Rochester Hills.
Gotcha. Yeah, I just I heard your call sign. I think you know me from the Saginaw GMRS repeater. I'm 817. WSID 817.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I know you. Anyhow, how you doing today?
Yep, I'm doing pretty good. Just wanted to give you a call out since I recognized you. I want have a good day and all. Have a good evening, and I'll let you go. KS8DQ, closing on your neck.
Have a good day. KFA GBQ KFA PRC.
Sounding good, Jack. WD8KLL. Not quite making a repeater there, Jack.
KF8EAT, first transmission. Anyone listening?
Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 81 degrees.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Alpha Papa, first time transmitting. Anyone listening? How am I coming through? I'm on a homemade antenna.
It's really clear.
KFETT, where about are you?
W8FU. ABATR from W8FU.
KF8EAP from Birch.
I'm in the mobile and the audio is quite light. I thought I heard KF8 Yankee, but I'm not sure. The audio was quite light. Go again, please.
Front half was correct. It's Echo Alpha Papa.
EAP? Like Eric?
That is correct.
Man, how'd you lose that lottery?
Just got my license last week.
I'm kidding. Anyhow, it's W-A-E-A-T out here. Eric, you probably know him. I remember hearing your call out here. I remember thinking then, how crazy is that? But refresh my memory. Where are you?
I think you're, well, I'm not going to guess. Anyhow, I'm down here on the Warren repeater, and I'm currently in Madison Heights, just west of Warren, so I'm kind of in footprint.
I'm sitting here on the BERT, Michigan repeater. I have not actually broadcasted before, so this is the first transmission here.
Really? Okay. I thought, sure, I heard, because I remember thinking somebody got the same suffix as Eric. I don't know if you know our Eric, EAP. He's also, he was on the GMRS for a bit. I don't know how much he does of that anymore. But, okay, well, welcome. And, yeah, Bert, that's Paul's machine up there. Very good. As you said, the audio is a little bit light, and I'm in the car, so that's not helping. But no problem. Clear.
Probably has a lot to do with I'm using a UV5R from Baofeng.
You never know. I'm not a big fan, so I don't have much. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've got a few. You know, they all have very specific roles, which aren't main radios or anything like that. So I don't know much about them. I've heard a lot of people talk about that one, but I don't know. You know, I don't know why. Is it just, you know, good bang for the buck? Is it cheap? I don't know. All the above, I don't know.
I think it's a good bang for the buck, especially when you can get on a repeater with a good antenna.
There you go, Baofeng, making radio accessible to the masses. So let's just hope that they don't do something like they did in Israel and implant detonators in them so that when they go to call in their chips and we can't pay, they can start war.
You're rolling on the floor on that one, but no. I do plan to get a better radio. This was just to get on the air.
Hey, that's fine. But, just, you know, choose wisely. Pick something nice and, you know, pride of ownership. You like it. But, yeah, you're on the air, so that's what counts, eh? All right, well, like I said, welcome. My name is Sean, and you'll hear me out here from time to time, but I am pulling in the driveway with Mama's food and want to get it into her so she's not mean to me. So after yours, I'm going to clear W8FU.
All right. Have a good night. KF8EAP.
Good evening, 2000 hours, sunny, 78 degrees.
Testing.
Good evening, 21 hours, mostly cloudy. 76 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 74 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly clear. 73 degrees.